Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John, for Reggie, Colin, Neil, working the marathon shift behind the glass.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate your effort today, sir.
I'm starting to feel it, my good sir.
Yes.
Hey, man, you're in the home stretch now.
You know you're tired when you start speaking like it's the old English times. My fine sir.
Is that the indication?
Huzzah to you,
the
sir.
The hour is within.
There we go. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You just can't. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, including our juicy Week 13 matchup between the Texans and Colts. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We do have some breaking news. Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans announced today the quarterback situation. Are you guys ready for this? I'm telling you. This is crazy.
What we think it is?
CJ Stroud has cleared a concussion protocol and will start Sunday against the Colts. I was wondering if anyone thought, is he about to say Davis Mills has been announced as starting quarterback? No.
People were nervous.
Some people were nervous on that.
You're right,
Chris. There was actually some question this week. I've seen it from some Texans fans. And now we can celebrate because he's officially going to be under center. And I think that we saw the most that we could possibly see out of Davis Mills. Second half approach for the Texans against the Bills. Very conservative. Davis Mills did not have a great start. I think he began the game 1-9. He's missing lots of targets. There were some drops too, and Jaden Higgins got to figure out the sideline. He eventually did.
That doesn't help.
But Stroud's going to be back under center against a Indianapolis Colts team with Daniel Jones dealing with a broken fibula, which I guess he can play on. But if you've seen videos of him from practice and look it up for yourself, it does not look good for him.
I mean, the fibula supports 15% of the body weight, like Sean Pendergast noted in the morning show.
But as Dr. Sean,
that's a lot.
As a guy, though, that has suffered a broken compound fracture with the tibia and the fibula, it's the tibia that's the more important one. If it was the tibia, I wouldn't see him play in this game in my non-medical opinion, but as someone that's gone through an injury like that, sort of.
You had a compound fracture?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
sorry, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah. But in my non-medical expert opinion, Daniel Jones can play on it. It's just a matter of, I mean, if he takes one bad hit from either Will Anderson Jr. or Danielle Hunter.
That's what I said earlier. I don't think he finishes the game. He'll start it. I don't think he finishes it.
Because he's got to escape those guys on a regular basis.
Yes.
And, I mean, Josh Allen was running for his life.
They're going to be coming after him.
And Allen's mobile, and Allen's tough to break down.
And he don't have a broken leg.
Right, he doesn't have a broken leg. Remember that one sack where Will Anderson missed him and still tracked him down and eventually got him on Thursday night? I mean, imagine that's you're hobbled. Play. You know, you're Tiny Tim out there.
Trying to get away from that guy.
From Christmas Carol with a crutch. And you're like, God bless us, everyone. Meanwhile, like Will Anderson, a.k.a. the Terminator's bearing down on you, and Danielle Hunter's coming from the other side with his massive biceps. And then just right in the middle, and you're like Lenny from Not Another Teen Movie.
At that point, you just got to take a dive, man. Just go down. Live to play another down.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Do you think that's a legit conversation?
What?
Like, Steichen and Coach Tad probably talking to Daniel Jones like, hey, listen,
you got to be careful out there.
Yeah.
We need you for the long haul.
If it don't look good, throw it away or go down. Don't try to extend the play.
That has to be a conversation.
I would tell him
it
that.
It has to be.
Because, look, you're 8-3 if you're the Colts. And while it's not ideal to lose this game because it tightens everything up in the AFC, especially because you have two games against the Texans, including on Sunday. You got two games against the Jaguars the rest of the way. And you're playing the Seahawks. And you're playing the 49ers. They have a tough schedule the rest of the way.
They
could easily lose all six of those games. I don't think they will, but they could easily lose all six of those games in some way, shape, or form. Like, each of those is a blowable game for them. The Jaguars, of course, like, are they going to beat them twice?
Right.
But if you're the Colts, I think you do look at this game and say, okay, we're not going all out in this one. We still have the lead in the division, barely.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones being healthy for the rest of the way
for the long haul
is much more important than seeing if you're going to be able to like go all out and win this game and like Jones gets hurt down along the way. Like if you win but Jones gets hurt, that's a win for the Texans.
Yeah,
it would be a tough uphill battle to get back into the thick of things, but you feel pretty good.
No, if the Colts lose this game, it's not the end of the world. No, you don't want to lose it. You don't go in thinking you might lose, but it's not the end of the world for them. So if anything looks funny with Daniel Jones, I think they might pull him. But again, like I said, I don't think for one reason or another, I don't think he finishes this game. I just don't. I don't see him finishing this game.
Well, if he doesn't finish the game, and I just looked this up, so we're all in the same boat here. Mm-hmm. It's not Anthony Richardson because Anthony Richardson injured himself by hitting himself in the face with
a slingshot or something like that.
A stretching band.
There you go. He broke it's like a slingshot.
Orbital fracture with... I'm bewildered by how that actually happens in the year of our Lord 2025.
It is baffling.
I've looked this up, so I know the answer. Chris, can you guess who the backup quarterback for the Colts is? Oh, you know? Okay.
I looked earlier.
Okay, so he knows. Colin, do you know who the backup quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts is? Putting you on the spot.
Years past, I would have said Jacoby Brissett.
Years past, you would have been correct. He's still playing all right.
Setting records with the Cardinals in a loss. But
losing, but yeah.
Yeah.
Better than Kyler Murray. Anyway. Man, is it...
I'll give you a hint. Notre Dame.
Oh, Riley Leonard.
There you go.
That's a good hint.
So Riley Leonard is in the game if Daniel Jones gets hurt.
Hey, next man up, right? That's what we say, right? He's next man up.
I'm not going Greg Williams here. I'm not asking. I'm not putting a bounty.
No bounty gate here. Bounty gate two.
But, I mean, you get Jones out of the game. I mean, the AFC South is up to you in Jacksonville.
So how does Sean Pendergast feel about it when Riley Leonard goes into the game?
Ooh. Yeah. Is he going to be torn?
No, I don't think he's going to be torn.
I don't think so.
It would be kind of funny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah. So I got a text here from, they didn't leave their name, but it's from the 281. Are y'all surprised that Daniel Jones' injury is even public knowledge? I think I try to keep it.
Yeah,
I think
why
I try
would
to keep
you
that within the organization if it was me?
You know, that's a great point. And maybe this is his agent putting it out there because he did sign
that happens.
He did sign a, LeBron.
That happens all.
And how many
LeBron's
basketball players?
LeBron's a whole different.
But how many basketball players you hear, he's hurt. He's playing through an injury. Well, I mean, Daniel Jones is on a, if I'm not mistaken, 1 year contract for $14 million.
Yeah, 1 year deal.
Jets signed Justin Fields for $2 and $40 million. Daniel Jones perhaps is getting this out like, hey, he's trying to play through an injury to potentially get paid next season. So I'm assuming that that's why this happened, but you watch the video. Maybe it's about the video that was posted. Because these people see the video of him at practice and they're like, what in God's name is going on now? Because it really does look like it's affecting him.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to give him, like a horse tranquilizer before the game or whatever they give the NFL players these days.
They're going to shoot him up. He's getting shot
it's
up.
It's going to be a
He's going to be shot up for real.
The biggest needle.
They're going to numb the hell out of that thing.
And I still don't know if that
just
helps.
Just go out there and play.
Because they have to run the football extremely well in this game. And I think that the Chiefs proved last week that Indianapolis cannot win a game by running the football to throw. Like, that's just not going to open things up enough for Daniel Jones right now.
Yeah.
Right. Like, they, and Taylor, Jonathan Taylor, probably should be the MVP to this point this year. They're going to give it to a quarterback, but I mean, how many 3-touchdown games does he have this year? I think 4.
Yeah. And I mean, even that thing, I'm with you there. The whole MVP thing with quarterbacks, that's something we can get into at another time. But, yeah, right now he would be MVP.
Or
should be. I'd say he should be.
But this game, and, you know, the other news for the Texans today, too, Jalen Petrie's out of the concussion protocol. Jalen Petrie, while from time to time in coverage, not the best, Jalen Petrie in run support and Jalen Petrie blitzing as a nickel guy that hangs up in the box, that's a great person to have back for a game against a team that is going to have to run the football to beat you.
Yeah.
Now, Jonathan Taylor, his career statistics against the Texans, I don't want to traumatize you guys.
He's pretty good. Let's just say that he's pretty damn good.
Career number against the Texans, 8 games. He has run the ball 172 times for 964 yards and 9 touchdowns. So he's averaging 120.5 a game.
He almost has 1,000 yards against the Texans.
Correct. In eight games. And he's averaging 5.6 yards a carry. And I still can't believe, like, in 2023, Texans do not make the playoffs, I'm convinced, if they have Jonathan Taylor on the field for that 4th-and-3.
Yeah.
And Taylor was playing banged up in that game, but for whatever reason, they subbed in Mike Goodson. And Mike Goodson, poor guy, ball right off his hands, that's it.
Couldn't get it done.
No. But that's what they're going to have to do to win this game. And, I mean, you got to feel pretty good about the Texans going into this one. Obviously, we have seen the Texans blow games that they should win, specifically this Texans team with DeMeco Ryans and with C.J. Stroud, and Stroud's going to be back out there, but to me, no excuse for a loss. None. You, even if it's on the road, you're going up against a quarterback that's banged up. Your defense is great. It's just a matter of your offense being adequate.
Yeah.
Which is the story of this entire season.
That defense is so locked in right now. Talking about the Texans. They are so locked in. There's been games this season. Most of their wins this season, that defense has willed them to winning most of these games.
Yep.
It's willed them. They will not allow them to lose.
Right.
That's what's been happening.
No, and
that's what's been happening.
But can the offense with CJ Stroud back in there hold up their end of the bargain? And that's really been the big question all year.
Give them 17 points. Can you give them 17?
Does 17 win you a game against the Colts? I don't think 17 wins it.
This week, I think it might.
I think the Colts will still. Shane Steichen's figured out a way to move the football against DeMeco Ryans, but you think it might?
I think it might this week.
Oh, I got a low scoring game.
I think it might this week.
Godforsaken hellhole, Indianapolis.
Now, that...
I've never been there, by the way. I just like to say that.
Now, they know that's banking on them being able to, I won't say shut down Jonathan Taylor, but limit him.
Mm-hmm.
And have them rely on Daniel Jones, who's hurt right now.
Yes.
If he's actually going to play, Because that's what they're telling us. He's going to play.
Right.
And he's telling us that he's going to play. If that's going to happen,
you got to win. And if Daniel Jones beats you, I mean, yikes. That's a black eye.
It's a broken leg.
It's a broken leg on, for the Texans defense resume and for their case as the best defense in the league, which a lot of people have been saying, myself included, after that win that they had on Thursday against the Bills.
Yeah.
I mean, they have shut down the MVP of the league in their last two games against him. Josh Allen. Is Josh Allen the MVP? I know that's a subject for another day, maybe, but they should win this game. I don't think there's any excuses. Shortstop Cannon on the Twitch at 610 Houston says, listening to y'all, Texans will win by 20 plus points. I'm not going that far. I don't think they blow them out. I do think this is one of those games that comes down to the wire.
I don't know if the offense can score that many points to beat them by 20 plus.
Right.
No, I guess you can beat them 20 to nothing, but I don't see that.
No,
I think I can see 17-10, 17-13, 21-14, something
for sure.
Like that. I can see that.
I mean, look, the Bills had their moments offensively. They had that big touchdown
run.
And the special teams were talking
about
the
Cook,
a little bit suspect of late. But I think there's no excuse for losing this game. Because of what Daniel Jones is, because of what your defense is, and because you have CJ Stroud back out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any of the last three games, I mean, it would have been embarrassing to lose to the Titans, but you lose a game with Davis Mills under center against the Jaguars, who are competent this year, or a game to the Bills with Davis Mills under center.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can understand that. But for this game, with where Daniel Jones is supposedly, there's no excuse to lose.
No.
So you better take care of business, guys. If you don't want people second guessing you, when you guys are trying to gaslight people at the press conferences saying, like, yeah, everything's great. We're taking steps forward. No, man. I'm not accepting that.
If his leg is as bad as we're led to believe, you have to win this game if you're the Texans.
Right.
And there's literally no excuses here. None.
Any chance of a Trojan horse, rope-a-dope kind of situation where the Colts are playing some fast?
No.
Some tricky things, like when they pump in crowd noise? Which no one
talks
about.
They may try stuff. I don't think the trickery is going to work out here.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't see it happening.
Okay. Fair enough.
Texans are going to win this game.
Texans are going to win this game.
Not by 20, but they're going to win the game.
By several points.
By several points.
Okay.
They can win by a touchdown.
It would be nice if I
give them that.
I think a blowout. I would like a blowout. I know it's not going to happen.
I don't see it.
I just don't want to stress out.
Offense is just not there for me.
No, it's not.
To predict a blowout.
They looked really good against San Francisco with Stroud under center in his last full game, and they were moving the football before Stroud got concussed against the Broncos.
Yeah.
And now it's almost going back.
It's been a while now.
Right, for sure.
It's been a while now.
For sure. He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next on this fine radio program of ours. I don't know why I'm talking like that all of a sudden.
Got the Holy Spirit got you.
Win because, lose because. Texans win because, they lose because. And Figgy's mixtape. I guess I'm going to be Figgy. How about that?
We can all be Figgy.
We are all Figgy deep down.
All three of us cannot equal to the great.
There we go. That's true. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.